proclamation number 3557 dated the September 24th, 1945. Coming in the clouds. Rapture. An unusual roar will fill the air as the day of judgment arrives. And this will be the last sign for people, yet it will only be recognized as such by the believers, which will cause them great joy. For then they will be anticipating the coming of the Lord. It requires a strong faith to expect God to be coming in the clouds, for this is such an extraordinary process that godless people just ridicule and make fun of it when it is mentioned to them. They will indeed hear the sound, too, yet they won't see the Lord in the clouds and thus take little notice of the unusual noise in the air and won't let themselves be distracted from their lifts. Exuberantly and without scruples they will continue to enjoy themselves. The faithful, however, will get together and, with a happy heart, prepare themselves to receive the Lord. They will have reached the limit of their physical endurance and know that their time of suffering has come to an end, and in the final hour they will unanimously profess their faith in God, although it will mean the loss of their earthly life, because they will be mercilessly attacked by the world. Yet the appearance of the Lord will thwart the plans of their godless pursuers. For suddenly they will see the believers being lifted off the ground and rising into the air. At the same time there will be a sound of dreadful thunder and people will realize with dismay that something dreadful is going to happen. Paralyzed by the unusual process of the rapture they will be unable to think, they will try to flee and see the same everywhere, flames of fire bursting through the earth from which there is no escape. And their life will end in a most dreadful way, for the people who rage on earth like devils and are rife with sin cannot be saved. But the flock of the faithful will witness the end of the old earth. The divine work of destruction will take place before their eyes, while they will have escaped and will be safe and secure in a place of peace, as promised by God. This will be the end of one period of salvation and the start of a new one as soon as the old earth is shaped anew through God's will. Then the faithful will continue to live as the root of the new human race and the new period of salvation will begin. The process of rapture is only understandable and therefore credible to a knowing and profoundly enlightened person, yet it will be the culmination of an anxious time of hardship and suffering. It will be the conclusion and the evidence of God's glory, who will also prepare a fate for his own which testifies of his glory. It will be an act of profoundly divine love for his living creations who will recognize in him their Father of eternity, who will have returned to him and become as one with him through love, with whom he will then be able to stay because divine love meets with no obstacle once the human being has become love himself. Amen.